Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Electromusic.com Les Hall Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, and this is the beginning of the show. We haven't started broadcasting yet, so I'm just going to talk for a minute. Today on the show, we have some featured artists, some new music from the Electromusic.com website that people have posted of their own work, and I'll be playing that for you in just a minute. As soon as Jan switches me. So, Jan will be doing the switching tonight. Thank you, Jan, for your efforts. It's always a good thing to have you doing our switching. So, the new artists that I've got are using the upload feature of the electromusic.com's forum. And I wrote a post in the forum. Well, it's 6 o'clock. I think I'll play my intro music here. That was 60 by 60 Rock. Hello, everybody. This is the electromusic.com Les Hall Show. My name is Les Hall, and I'm also known as Inventor on the forum, on the electromusic.com forum. That's my nickname. Today on the show, we have a number of featured artists with new music, and I'd like to start out by saying that I wrote a post in the online music section of the forum, the online music forum, and I told people, I titled it, Why Your Music Won't Be Heard and What You Can Do About It. And basically I said that people post links to their music hoping that that someone like me who listens to the music will go, or someone like you will go to their site and download their songs. Well, this is very inconvenient, and it often there are problems such as figuring out how to use every different player interface for downloading. Many of them do not download. Some of them that do download, it isn't clear or obvious how to do it. And also there are licensing issues. In order to have our licensing properly set up, we need to use only songs that are posted to electromusic.com. So, a few people responded, a few people posted their songs instead of their links or next to their links, and that worked out really well. But I have an addendum, an additional comment, that I'll be adding to that post later, which is, please edit your metadata. That's the stuff like name, artist, album, and genre that goes into your MP3 file. If you don't put that data there, then when I load it into iTunes, I won't see it. And the worst thing is, the artist will not be credited with their name. I have 3 songs today that have no artist, and so I don't know at this point who to introduce them as. So please edit your metadata. Okay, let's get on with the first song. This is a good example of that. When I loaded it into iTunes, the name said Track 04. There's no artist, no album, and no genre. So if this is your song, send me a PM or something like that and I'll fix it, or fix it. Put the metadata in there and repost your song. Okay, here is track 04. That was track 04 by an unknown artist. Very interesting song. I really enjoyed that. Hope you did too. Next up, we have a song called Pad Mod, PADMOD. And there is no artist, no album, no genre, so I can't credit the artist with the work. So, Howard tells me track 4 is by Grimlock. Grimlock it is. I can find out about the songs on the media page, Howard says. Yeah, yes, the only problem is when I load it into iTunes, it doesn't show the metadata. So then I have to go in and edit the metadata, and it's a real hassle. And I don't know, I'll just skip the song next time. So everybody, please edit your metadata. Okay, here is Pad Mod. He has informed me of the links to the songs that I just played, which so that I can read you who the artists are and so forth. The first song, track 04, was created by a person named Keith, whose nickname on the forum is Grimlock, and he has this to say about the sound. Attached is an MP3 soundbite from Streets of Rain, version 2.0, part 4 of Nocturnal Pursuit. Other movements should come on later, a bit deliberate at first, but by minutes, the lead brake kicks in and the pace quickens. And he even lists the equipment that he used. 4 Roland thingies, a Kurzweil thingy, a Korg, a Yamaha, and a Beaver multi-FX. So, had a lot of equipment in that song. And the other song, the one we just you just heard called Padmod, was actually by Airlock. Airlock has this to say about his song: got the blue screen of death the other night and actually turned to a keyboard not attached to a PC for a couple of hours. I should do that more often. And that was the song Padmod.mp3, which has been downloaded 65 times. So it's a somewhat popular song. That's good news. Okay. Oh, and also I should mention about Airlock that he met me in the chat room and he asked me for my address so he could send me some parts. And he sent this beautiful case, foam-lined case, full of parts that I can't use. So what I think I'm going to do is save them until next year's, or, well, it's 2010, till this year's Electromusic.com festival, and give them out as drawing prizes. Maybe write a little something on them, or engrave them or something with a Dremel tool, and pass them out. So that'll be cool, that'll be cool. All right, next on the agenda, we have 2 Strobe songs. The first song is called Sleepless Nights, so let's give that a listen.
We have no idea how widespread intelligence is in the cosmos. From our present knowledge, the most complex things we know about in the universe are ourselves. What's remarkable is that atoms have assembled into entities which are somehow able to ponder their origins. I'm just gonna go to the end.
was Strobe with Sleepless Nights, and next up is another Strobe song that he just produced called Remix the Planet. That was Padmod again. Oh, what a terrible mistake. I feel like such an idiot. That was not Remix the Planet. That was Padmod once again. We played it halfway through. Sorry about that. Here is Remix the Planet.
There we go. Finally, Bender.
Here we go.
Brian needs, you can bend them.
Played the wrong song, what an amateurish mistake. Oh well, but I am an amateur, so I'm allowed to make mistakes. Okay, here we have our very own Music Man 11712, and he has produced a song a long time ago called Fluences. Here it is. Thank you. Okay, next on the list we have Giddy Up Electromix by Glitch Feat Sissy Nobby from the album Another Dimension. And before I play that though, I wanted to mention something to you about the setup. Howard mentions that the voice sounds a lot more clearer now. That's because I'm running an Emac, which has a Logitech wireless headset that I'm wearing connected to it. And what this means is that inside the headset, my voice becomes digitized and transmitted digitally into the Mac, processed by all the software digitally, sent over the net to the server digitally, sent to you over the net digitally, and processed on your end digitally until it hits your speakers or your headphones, where it gets turned back to analog. So the entire link that we're using is 128 kbits MP3 stereo quality all the way through. So that's why things sound so much better than they used to. Okay, here is Giddy Up.
Giddy up, 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 giddy up,
I'm gonna get it.
Giddy Up by Glitch. Okay, everybody, I'd like to read off who's in the chat room. We have Blue Hell, Edison Rex, Borislav the Bot, Doug Burt, Electro Upload. I don't know what that is, some kind of bot. I haven't asked Paul what he's doing or Jan what they're doing with that. Helbo, another bot. Three bots in the chat room. We're going a little bot crazy around here. Inventor, myself, Jovian Pix, who is Scott, Modulator ESP, Mono, Mosk, OCP, Cyango, Stroby, and WMonk, they're all here. And next song will be Mutated Mountain Ibex. Okay. If I recall correctly, the Mountain Ibex is a goat that jumps from cliff to cliff and climbs to extreme heights. Very bizarre. And these are Mutated Mountain Ibex by Destroyer Fire from the Flesh Vacuum album. Oh, and by the way, Destroyer Fire read in a post that I was looking for an extension cable for a USB device, and he just sent me one. Didn't ask me to pay for postage or anything. Just sent me the cable. Oh, WMonk says Electro Upload is the Stroby bot. So that's what that is. Okay, now let's listen to Mutated Mountain Ibex.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the mountain ibex is in there. All right, next song is My Room by Aviv Cohn from the album The Widest Smiling. And it's a very interesting song. Listen to the words. It's about his room.
Will you follow my lead to our old upstairs? It's cold, but it's warm in my mind. And the sun in my stands in the air, but the blinds, they just block out the light. My green room cannot be, 'cause it's blue and not green, and the carpet's below the TV. Where cats like to lie and make noise in the night, when I'm tired of trying to sleep. Will you follow my lead to the world upstairs? It's cold, but it's warm in my mind. And the sun in the window stands in the air, but the blinds, they just block out the light. The stuff that I will see and the smile on me, 'cause
my switching there. I was just typing something into the forum and it rolled into the next song. Oh no. Okay, here's a song that simply has 26 as the name. No artist, no album, but let's give it a listen anyway. Our very own Music Man 11712, or whatever his number is, has entered the forum, and he informs us that he's having dinner with his two sons, and they're listening to the show, so I'd like to extend a warm welcome to the boys. I had a chance to chat with one or the other, I don't know which, some time ago, and very intelligent children. They knew about chasing down dependencies to get software working and things like that. So into graphics, into music, doing all kinds of experimental stuff. But I do have a message for the kids. I know sometimes the homework seems like a real drag. Actually, most of the time it does. And it may be easy for you if you're gifted or what have you, but you got to go through the motions. You got to get that diploma so you can get somewhere. You need good grades to get into a good college, and so on and so forth. I know you've heard it before, but it's not all fun and games. So do your homework, kids, and enjoy your dinner. Next up, we have a new artist called Laura Woods Walker. That's her nickname on the forum. I had a chance to meet and talk with Laura a few times at Electric Music 2009 last October. And she's getting into electronics. She plays keyboards. And she made a little LED thing, a necklace that she wears around her neck. And when it gets dark at night, it looks really cool with all the LEDs glowing and stuff. So hello to Laura Woods Walker, if you happen to be listening, or if you catch the recording. And she had previously made an album which consisted entirely of recorded sounds in her yard of nature, mostly insects and some frogs. So let's listen to, we're not going to play the songs in their entirety, but I'm going to pick a few and just listen to a minute or two of each. Here is Autumn Crickets. Thank you. Okay, that's enough of that. Autumn Crickets. And the album, by the way, is called Insect Summer of Love, which is a little bit of a misnomer because frogs are not insects, but most of the songs are about insects. But, well, let's not do without the frogs. Let's hear some frogs. So there we have it, 2 minutes of frogs. Very enjoyable. One more song from Laura Woods Walker's album. This is called Katydids. Little insects called Katydids. I don't know who Katy is and what she did, but this is what it sounds like. And 2 minutes of Katydids. Wasn't that peaceful? Now here's something that's not peaceful at all. Let's see if somebody in the chat room recognizes this piece of work. It's a short one, 30 seconds long, but it's pretty good. Here we go.
This has been recorded test. I guess there's no reason this is a sound chip. I don't know why I'm gonna do a sound chip. Just prepare and I'll see that everything's working.
Yes, that was Zeroid Entity with doing a sound check. It's the only song by Howard that I was able to find on the forum. And maybe there's more. I need to look a little harder or something. Well, we're at 7 o'clock just about, but I'm going to run over and play some more songs. And let's see. Oh, here's a cheerful one. I always like to play this song. It's by Antimon. It's called Snowflake 4 from the album Drawer Collection. Song. This is not the Gong Show, Blue Hell. I don't know what you're thinking, but I stopped the song anyway. I overplay that song because I love it so much. I play it too much, and now Jan has gonged me. Oh, here's the gong. Let me get it. This is a gong that Shane gave me, and it sounds like this. So that's the gong. So, what am I going to play next? I forgot about something really good. There is a album that I'm putting together. I've put together two albums so far, and they've totaled over 1,000 downloads on OCP's net label called EDP, out of Portugal, Spain, or Portugal, rather. This I played for you last week 6 of the songs that I plan to include on the album. And the new song has been added called Trust by Audio Def from his album Lovely Madhouse. So let's listen to this for a few minutes.
I've not trusted the goodness of man.
Trust by AudioDef from his album Lovely Mad House. And we have some comments in the chat room about the song. Edison Rex says it sounds like the Talking Heads, and the voice sounds like David Byrne. OCP says a bit of Ian Curtis there too, and a punk attitude. They like it a lot. And by the way, I don't think AudioDef would mind if I mentioned to you that he sent me a PM requesting transcripts of the show, which I can't provide, unfortunately, because that would be very time-consuming to do. However, he tells me that he has difficulty, he's kind of hard of hearing, so he has difficulty understanding what people say if he can't read their lips. So you might have heard a certain quality to his sound that may be related to the fact that he's differently gifted or what have you, but I really kind of liked it. And if you're interested in hearing more of AudioDef's music, he has a really good website at audiodef.com. That's AUDIODEF.com, and you can hear more of his music there. Now, I had a request from W. Monk to play a Strobe song. He was not listening when I played the other Strobe songs. So let's pick a good one. Ooh, Uplink to Universal Network.
James Soothebox under Florida's whistleblower statute, which protects those who try to prevent others from breaking the law.
The actual genes that make up the evolution of our species, and they're now beginning to patent the genomes of every other creature on this planet.
System.
to stop doing that. I'm trying to get the hang of this iTunes. It's very difficult. There's no way, aside from making a separate playlist for every song, to actually have a song play and stop, which is what I'm trying to do here. But we'll make do. We'll make do. And let's see. Let me go to the EM Radio playlist that I have. And let's listen to some other good songs. I feel like continuing for a while. I believe our very own Scott G is here. Let's play a song that Scott G wrote for his dog when the dog passed away. The song is called For Loki. Here's a listen. Who has changed his nickname to Jovian Pix. That was very nice. I enjoyed it. Next up, how about a song that I like, done by Andy Sharp, who's in Australia. I just mailed Andy a chainmail ring, a sterling silver ring that I made using the half Persian weave, chainmail weave. It's a finger ring, and it changes its size when you reverse it, so it's reversible. And he won that for contributing this song called Dark Army.
Thank you.
by Uncle Crunkus, also known as Andy Sharp, his real name. And next up, let's see, I'd like to play a song that I did. This was a part of my electromusic.com festival laptop battle performance. It was a popular song. It always gets a good reaction from the crowd. Let's hear it. It's called Christian Man. This song is called Christian Man. My apologies to anyone who might happen to be a Christian and might get really upset at this song, but every word is true, so you can't hide from the truth. Now a Christian, he will tell you that a UFO ain't true, but there are some things he will say that are funny as can be. The earth, of course, was flat. They would kill you otherwise. And that earth, they say, is ancient, 7,000 years at most. And lenses, they were evil, stuff of conjurers and such. Science is all bunk, and carbon dating is a myth. The scientific method is a fad. If you believe it, you've been had. And oh yes, man was not alone. He walked with dinosaurs after all. Christian man, don't think too much. You'll figure out what just ain't true. Christian man, don't think too much. It will be the death of you. The Inquisition was clear proof that God's word had been abused. And holy wars, why not? Too many peasants in the fields. Just when we'd thought they'd turned to good, the pedophiles became exposed. Horny men with twisted thoughts, demons whispering in their minds. The holy roller, he will tell you to roll the dice before you pray. For God, he may not answer and leave you in your time of need. Christian man, don't think too much. You'll figure out what just ain't true. Christian man, don't think too much. It will be the death of you. That's a real crowd pleaser. I should mention to you also that our very own Howard Moskowitz played keyboards on that song. That was him on his G2 that he carts around. So, let's hear some other songs, some songs we didn't hear last week. Here's a song from Sebastian Arnold, known as Seb, S-E-B, called Open Field. Thank you. web with open field. Very nice. And someone has come into the chat room named Salvo8984. He's a member of electromusic.com, perhaps a new member, haven't seen his name before. But he came in with a technical question about fuses blowing in a synth. And people in the chat room were able to help him with some suggestions, possibilities, maybe some resistors in the power supply, what type of fuse to use as a replacement, things like that. And that's one of the things that's really excellent about electromusic.com is most of the people who are members of electromusic.com like to help each other out. It's a place where you can go to find out information, to buy and sell stuff, to post your music. You can do all kind of things through the forum. And to get to it, just go to electro-music.com, that's electromusic.com with a dash in the middle, and click on forum in the upper left, and you'll find our forum. So, I think I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to close out the show. We've been running for over an hour and a half now, and I'm going to close it out with, how about a song by Carlo Serafini? He's an editor on electromusic.com, and he goes by the nickname Seraph. Here is Glorious Guitars.